Well, joining me now on air to speak about how environmental campaigns urging us to care more about food waste can actually miss the point. It's Dr. Bethany Turner. She's an Associate Professor in International Studies at the University of Canberra and member of the Centre for Creative and Cultural Research in the Faculty of Arts and Design. Welcome on the show, Bethany.
Thanks so much. Pleasure to be here.
Now, food waste might seem like a fairly broad term. Can you just describe to us exactly what that is?
Well, that's a fabulous question to start with, because what food waste actually is differs depending on the study that's actually been done. So the food waste that we tend to be focusing on when we're talking about post-consumer waste in terms of what households are throwing away tends to be things like leftovers, things that might have gone off in the fridge, or potato peelings and those sorts of things. But food waste in other parts of the world can mean different things. So, for example, in the developing world, most food is actually lost in transit, so it's before it actually gets to the market that we lose these things.
Okay. Just understanding what influences people's decision making around food waste, we've just heard this idea of perhaps not appealing to emotions may be a better method. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think that's right. I think people already do care. I think that this idea that we don't care is a major problem. We actually do want to help the environment. Most of us do, anyway. And so this idea that we need to think about infrastructure and how we support people to actually realise those cares is what we need to focus on.
Okay, and in terms of food waste, it's not just an environmental issue, but a sustainability issue. Do you think it's given enough primacy in politics and indeed in just general discussions around sustainability and the environment?
I think increasingly we're seeing food waste come to the fore. People are starting to recognise that this is actually a significant issue. But I think that we need greater focus on these sorts of things, because we have still a significant focus on this idea that we need to grow more food and produce more food for a growing world population. But we really know that there's massive problems in terms of access and distribution, and food waste is one more area that we could actually be looking at.
Now let's speak about some of the challenges here, because while you've made the point that people actually do care about food waste and there are enough signs out there of this, what are some of the difficulties people find when trying to limit this food waste though?
Well, people find it hard to actually manage their daily lives sometimes. So people might actually plan to have certain meals throughout their week, but particularly if you've got teenage people living at home, so your children, or you've got university students still living at home with you, you might not know which days of the week those people are actually going to be at home. So parents might actually be cooking too much food with the expectation kids are going to be there and they're not there. Or when we go shopping, we might know that we only want to buy a small quantities of food, but lots of supermarkets increasingly are prepackaged food, and it might actually be we're standing in the supermarket and we're deciding about whether we buy a whole cauliflower or half a cauliflower, but the half a cauliflower is wrapped up in masses of cling wrap. So we're kind of deciding between what's more evil, wasting the cauliflower that we know we're not going to use, or actually the cling wrap, which is we can't recycle.
Now, just on that idea of plastic products, there's some people are attempting at the moment to do a plastic-free month, and a lot of people are reporting back that are trying to undertake this journey, that it's almost impossible to live a life in a modern society that involves a complete and utter removal of plastic. Do you think that a lot of the damage has already been done in terms of wastage and environmental harm around this area?
I think that there's no doubt that we have caused significant damage to the environment, and that our ways of living have to change, because we have caused irreparable damage. However, there are absolutely positive ways in which we can actually influence the future, and I think we need to actually hold on to that hope. I think if we all give up, then that's when there's no point in us sort of continuing on. So I think there is great scope for us to actually change our habits and to actually demand that the infrastructure changes. But I think we need to make sure that we're looking beyond the individual. The individual has to make good choices, and I love this idea of the plastic-free month, but it is bloody hard. And it's really hard because the people who are providing us with the food and providing us with these shopping experiences are actually, it's easier for them to provide these things in plastic containers. So we have to make sure we're putting pressure back on that infrastructure.
Indeed. Now, how can infrastructure make caring convenient? It might just be a $1 million question that you may be providing the answer to here, Bethany.
Well, I think a really simple, no, I don't have an answer to an amazing question, I must say. It's a great question. But what we can do is that we know that we can prevent organic waste going to landfill, that's when it causes the most damage because it releases methane, which is a really powerful greenhouse gas. So if we can actually stop people chucking it into the bin that's destined for landfill, then we're going to make a great difference to the environmental impact. So we need organic waste collection services. We need to encourage people to be separating these foods in their homes and make it easy for them. So let's make it a weekly pickup. Let's provide people with these caddies that they can keep in their kitchen with biodegradable bags inside them, so it's mess-free and easy for people. If we do those sorts of things, then we'll actually be making a significant difference to the environmental impacts of food waste.
Now, very recently and lastly, the ABC ran a program called The War on Waste that looked in part at some of these issues in particular. Do you feel that indeed the reaction of major supermarkets like Woolworths and Coles to stop manufacturing and giving out plastic bags for shoppers, do you think that has been guided by the release of this programming and the placing a program that addresses issues like food waste and like sustainability on a national broadcaster?
I think so. I think increasingly we can see that once we raise consciousness of these issues and we make it easy for people to actually get behind a campaign, we can put pressure on these types of organisations and actually make a difference. So I think absolutely that's had a significant impact and is something that's made it very simple for people to get on board.
Well, Bethany, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for joining The Daily.
Thank you so much, Miles.